Several congressional committees have been seeking President Trump's tax returns in connection with a number of investigations. The committees say they have the legal right to see the documents, but Trump has refused to release them, saying he's in the process of being audited, and his Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has declined to hand over the papers to the committees, setting up a potential court fight. State Senator Brad Hoylman, a Democrat, is the sponsor of a bill that would create an alternative means for the Democratic congressional committees to see the president's tax returns.
I think a lot of New Yorkers and, frankly, Americans have questions as to what he's hiding.
New York lawmakers don't have authority over federal taxes, but they do have influence over state tax policy. The bill would authorize the state's Department of Taxation to release the president's tax returns if they are requested by leaders of three congressional committees and if there is a legitimate purpose to do so.
We are providing an opportunity for Congress to perform its very important oversight responsibilities, and I think we have a responsibility to do so as the state that is the home state of President Trump and many of his businesses.
Hoylman says the information in the state tax filings could likely mirror the president's federal tax filings.
We don't know for certain what is in, for example, the president's state filings, but we do know there's a lot of information, and I've been told by my own congressman, House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler, that that's information they'd really like to have.
In addition to the House Judiciary Committee, the House Ways and Means Committee and the Joint Committee on Taxation are seeking the returns. Even though the congressional committees could get the tax returns under the proposal, the public would not necessarily see them. It would be up to requesting committees whether they wanted to share the tax returns publicly. The bill was approved by a key state Senate committee in late April, and Hoylman says it has 33 co-sponsors, including the Senate leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins. 32 votes are needed for passage. Governor Andrew Cuomo initially had some reservations about what he said would be the politicization of the tax filing process in New York. But he's now on board, he says, as long as the bill applies to all politicians, regardless of the party or elected office that they hold. Cuomo spoke on public radio station WAMC on April 9th.
You know, if we have passed a law that is clearly designed to help a Democratic Congress access Donald Trump's tax return, it'll be in the courts for years, because this really does raise serious constitutional questions. So the broader you make it, the better.
Cuomo says he wants everyone who runs for public office in New York to be required to release their tax returns. The bill has not yet advanced in the Assembly, though it has a majority party sponsor and the backing of over 90 Democrats in the 150-member House. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he doesn't want to comment on the bill until his Democratic members discuss it in their private weekly meetings.
On bills like this, we just like to have a conversation internally to see if this is where members really want to go.
The state Senate plans to vote soon on the measure. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.